Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 50 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
The Rowan County coroner is hoping to identify a homeless woman who was found dead in Moorhead this weekend.
Local charges have been dismissed for a UK student accused of threatening campus through social media.
A Kentucky couple is stranded in the Bahamas.
Health officials are urging people to avoid spreading the flu this holiday season.
In sports, the Rowan County basketball teams are back in the gym today.
Taking a look at your region's weather tonight, a clear sky, lows around 29 degrees. Tuesday, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny, highs around 44 degrees. And finally, Tuesday night, clear to partly cloudy, lows around 29 degrees.
Authorities in Rowan County are investigating after a woman was found dead in Moorhead over the weekend. It happened Saturday afternoon underneath the Triplet Creek Bridge on Christie Creek. The coroner is asking for help identifying the woman, who was commonly referred to as the homeless lady who lives under the bridge. She's described as a black woman, about 60 years old. Her remains were sent to the state medical examiner's office in Frankfort for an autopsy. Coroner John Northcutt says he expects to hear from that office sometime in the next couple days. Foul play is not suspected.
The death of a 3-year-old girl is being investigated by the Fayette County Coroner's Office. WKYT reports the girl was identified as Lillian Reck. She was pronounced dead Friday night after spending several days at UK Medical Center. An apartment complex at Cross Keys Road in Lexington was where Reck was found. The coroner believes no foul play was involved. An investigation is still ongoing.
A man robbed a Lexington restaurant with a gun over the weekend. The incident happened Sunday at a Subway on Nicholasville Road. Police tell WKYT the suspect jumped the counter with a gun in hand and started demanding money. The suspect reportedly fled the scene after obtaining an unspecified amount of cash from the manager. Lieutenant Andrew Daugherty is with the Lexington Police Department. He says as far as he can tell, the suspect was only in it for the cash.
Right now, we're looking over the scene. We do have some video evidence that we're going to be going over. We're also seeing if there's some forensics that we can go by, but right now it looks like all he got was some money from the register.
The robbery occurred before the store's hours of operation, and the manager was the only store worker involved in the incident. Police are continuing to investigate that incident.
Local charges have been dismissed against a UK student accused of a threat made via social media. 19-year-old Haley Duval was facing charges in Fayette County in addition to recently filed federal charges. Duval is accused of starting a threat via Snapchat involving UK's Whitehall classroom building. Students at the university, including Duval herself, sent LEX18 screenshots of the Snapchats. In Lexington, she was facing charges of terroristic threatening and falsely reporting an incident. Those charges were dismissed Monday morning. She still faces federal charges of threatening communications, making false statements, and reporting false information and hoaxes. Each of those charges carries a potential maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. She has been released from federal custody.
A man who attacked two students with a machete at Transylvania University in Lexington has learned his punishment. KNN's Paul Miles reports.
Mitchell Atkins was sentenced to more than 7 years in prison. He apologized to victims who attended his sentencing hearing in a Fayette County courtroom. Witnesses say Atkins, a former Transylvania student, asked people about their political affiliations when carrying out the attack. Atkins will be eligible for parole after serving 18 months in prison. I'm Paul Miles.
A dog in Floyd County is recovering after what was likely a very rough start in life. Rescuers believe she was used for lab testing before being left in a county dump, partially paralyzed. Candace Tees with the Rescue Freedom Project tells WYMT this shouldn't have happened.
It's heart-wrenching because there are ways around this. You don't have to dump them. You know, we have shelters out there in place for this.
The pup has been named Dixie Rose. Anyone interested in adopting her into a forever home can visit rescuefreedomproject.org/rescue to learn more.
Fake money is circulating through Paintsville in Johnson County. During the holidays, officials urge small business owners to be extra cautious about the cash they take in. the feel of the money, the transparency, and using the money markers are the easiest way to check if the money is real. If you find fake money, officials asked to call the Paintsville Police Department at 606-789-2603.
A Kentucky couple is stuck in the Bahamas with no way to get home. WKYT reports Michelle Manuel and Rose Johnson came from Estill County. They had plans to be on a cruise ship this weekend, but had to find the nearest hospital when Johnson was struck with an unknown gastrointestinal problem. Neither woman has a passport because the cruise only requires a birth certificate, and neither have the means to pay for the bill since Medicare doesn't cover costs outside of the United States. Manuel says it's hard to predict these kinds of situations happening.
I just keep telling everybody, we didn't plan for this. We didn't plan for this to happen. Guess come prepared more for expenses that you're not expecting. I don't know.
She says the hospital wanted $2,000 to even look at Johnson, and they don't have those kinds of funds available. The couple started a GoFundMe page for anyone wanting to help support getting them home.
Health officials across the Commonwealth are urging people to prevent the spread of the flu virus while the holiday season nears. According to health officials, 325 adults and 5 children died due to the flu and related complications in Kentucky last year. Severe head and body aches are expected symptoms, but as the Kentucky Department of Public Health Commissioner Dr. Jeffrey Howard explains, some symptoms can be more severe.
If you or someone you know is suffering from flu and they're lethargic or unable to think clearly or unable to wake up from sleep and appear to be sleeping really, really deep and you can't wake them up, those are reasons to get them emergent care.
Dr. Howard also says that vaccines are the best form of prevention, but routine hygiene and hand washing are crucial to warding off the virus. Last week ended the National Influenza Vaccination Week, and Kentuckians are encouraged to get the flu vaccine before the peak of flu season in February.
Kentucky fell from 42nd to 45th in the America's Health Rankings annual report, with high rates of smoking, cancer deaths, and diabetes. The data shows nationally obesity has reached an all-time high and now is self-reported by more than 30% of adults. Dr. Rhonda Randall is the senior medical advisor with the United Health Foundation. She says the findings can help people focus on areas where they can improve behaviors that impact their health.
Things like being more physically active, that's got to be something you enjoy, whether it's gardening or taking a dog for a walk or some other activity that you're going to be able to stick with. Thinking about what kind of a diet will be something that you'll stay with for the rest of your life.
Randall adds that health professionals, public health leaders, and policymakers can use the report to examine ways to better support people in their communities in all aspects of their health.
We'll have a look at sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with 6 lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
Both Rowan County teams are in the gym tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers. The Lady Vikings are in the gym today getting ready for another road game tomorrow night. Rowan heads to Mason County, hoping to add another win to their 6-0 season. The Lady Royals sit at 4-3 going into the matchup. They're coming off a 50-47 win over Bishop Brossett on Saturday. Rowan head coach Matt Stokes knows the matchup will be a tough one.
It doesn't matter if they're down or we're down. It always seems like it's a really good game between the two schools. The two different films I've seen, one they played a lot of zone, and then the other one they played a lot of man. So I have a feeling they're going to throw a lot of stuff at us, and they're big, physical, and they're pretty quick. So this will be a challenge for us just because it's a bigger team. You know, it's not a small team, and we have trouble with big teams.
Tip-off tomorrow in Mason County is set for 7:30 p.m. In girls' regional action tonight, Montgomery County hosts East Jessamine and Lewis County travels to South Point, Ohio. Tip-off for both those games is scheduled for 7:30. The Round County Vikings are hitting the gym this week to prepare for this weekend's tournament. The guys in green are coming off a 70-61 win over Boyd County Saturday to continue their undefeated season. The Vikings host the Kentucky Bank Challenge starting this Friday. They'll host Montgomery, Lewis, Fleming, Oldham, and Estill counties, as well as East Jessamine, Eastern, George Rogers Clark, and West Carter. All those teams will compete in the tournament-style contest. Rowan coach Sean Thacker says 4 days in practice will be beneficial for his team.
I thought Saturday defensively was probably one of our best performances, especially man, that we've had to date. I thought we did a pretty good job of guarding. We did a really good job on the backboard. That's something that we had been working on. I think that's something we got to continue to work on. You know, we just got to cut down on mistakes that we're making.
The Vikings are slated to face off with Iroquois on Friday at 9 p.m. Thacker says the Louisville-based team will be a challenge. Kentucky basketball coach John Calipari is reacting to the departure of sophomore guard Quade Green, who is leaving the program and will transfer to another school. Calipari says he knows it was a difficult decision for the player.
I met with the kid. He's a great kid. And met with mom and dad, and mom was crying. I mean, it is disappointing for me when young people, you know, want to leave.
Green came to Kentucky as a five-star prospect, but has seen limited playing time so far this season. The Saints face off with the Panthers tonight in Monday Night Football. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has the story.
The New Orleans Saints continue their pursuit of the NFC's top seed when they visit the division rival Carolina Panthers tonight. New Orleans stands at 11-2 on the season, controlling the race for home field advantage throughout the playoffs by virtue of its win over the Rams, according to CBS Sports. Meanwhile, the 6-7 Panthers are trying to end a five-game skid and stay in the wildcard chase. Bookmakers list New Orleans as a six-point favorite, with the over-under for total points scored set at 50 in the latest Saints versus Panthers odds. It's an 8:15 p.m. kickoff tonight from Bank of America Stadium. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
And that's going to do it for sports for WMKY. I'm Leanne Akers. Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball host IUPUI at 5:35 p.m. on Friday. Women's basketball welcomes Lipscomb's on December 29th. Their OVC schedule begins January 17th, featuring a doubleheader with Southeast Missouri. Single game and season tickets are now on sale from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Joe Lewis, Jacob Lindberg, Cody Robinson, Greg Jenkins, Haley Stidham, Paul Hitchcock, Tilden Johnson, KNN's Paul Miles, and WUKY's Josh James. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.